Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Friday, May 7th edition, 14-game slate on tap for y'all tonight. Hope everybody had a great Thursday. Had a lot of day action, more green screens in the Slack chat. Lots of fun, great chatter, baseball chatter. You know, I got NASCAR coming up this weekend. You got golf still going in full force, all kinds of good stuff. So go check all that out. If you'd like to get into the Slack chat, just hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. Give me your email. We'll take care of you. If you want to get my written DFS content, go to rotoballer.com and check out the video of the podcast at the Rotoballer YouTube channel. If you can give a 5-star rating and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I'd much appreciate it. If you're a season-long fantasy baseball player, 2 episodes of Bench with Bubba this week, episode 367, Bubba and the Batflip episode 82, with the week 5 fab review with myself and Toby, Batflip Crazy, and then also Bench with Bubba episode 368 with Steve Gardner of USA Today. Going over some hot and cold hitters for the month of April and what we expect going forward. So a lot of great stuff over there at Bench with Bubba if you're looking for some season-long fantasy baseball goodness. But you're here for Friday MLB DFS action. Again, 14 games on slate. Let's just break it all down for you. The totals on this 14-game slate: Red Sox Orioles total of 9, Nationals Yankees 9, D-backs Mets 7.5, Reds Indians 8.5, Brewers Marlins 7, Twins, Tigers, 9, Phillies, Braves, 8.5, Mariners, Rangers, 9, White Sox, Royals, 8.5, Blue Jays, Astros, 9, Rockies, Cardinals, 7.5, Dodgers, Angels, 8.5, Rays, A's, 8, and Padres, Giants, 7. So about 4 or 5 games of 9 or more, which is good to see. We got some weather to pay attention to. Boston and Baltimore just looks flat out nasty. So keep an eye on that one. I'm seeing like anywhere from 60 to 80% chances of rain pretty much all day long. So watch that one very, very closely. Washington and the New York Yankees, wind blowing in from right field about 11 miles an hour. We'll see how much of a factor that is. Minnesota at Detroit, it's about 30% chances of rain close to game time, but then dies off as the evening goes. Cincinnati, Cleveland, about 20% chances at game time, and it just gets more and more as the game goes on. And Arizona at the Mets, the wind blowing out to left field about 11 miles an hour. So keep an eye on all this stuff. It could change as I'm recording almost at 10:30 Pacific time on Thursday night. So see how your Friday changes take place. But for now, that's where we stand, and let's get at the pitching on this. So you have 2 guys over 10K, Snell at 10-2, Rodon at 10,000. We'll just continue passing on Blake Snell as he's going 5, maybe 5 1/3 every start. He's faced the Giants already twice this year. He's been decent, but still a lot of walks, giving up some runs and home runs. He's gotten you basically 20 DK points. You want more than that at 10-2. But we'll go Rodon at 10,000 at the Kansas City Royals. I like the Kansas City Royals bats if you want to have a contrarian stack in this one. No problem at all with that one either, but Rodon's been pretty good this year. He's got at least 5 innings in every start. His last start was the first start he's given up any runs. He obviously had that no-no on the 14th. He's gotten you 24.5 or more DK points in all 3 starts this season. Really good stuff there. He's facing a Royals team that when they face left-handed pitching, where are the Royals? Oh, there they are. They're only striking out 18% of the time versus lefties. That's big. 242 average, 141. ISO 92 WRC plus, so decent average, okay power, not great, a little below average overall as an offense, but not striking out at all, putting the ball in play. They're swinging it well, so keep that in mind with Rodon. He's not my favorite play on this slate. He's a good pay-up spot if you want to go there, but not my top spot. My top pay-up spot is Jack Flaherty at 94, and for regular listeners of the show, that tells you where we stand because I'm usually not an all-in on Flaherty guy, but I've been playing him quite a bit this year when his price dictates it, and at $9,400 at home against the Road Rockies, that dictates it. Brings a 3.41 ERA into play. He's 5-0 on the season. And you know, usually fantasy players go, oh, win stats are a joke. Well, DFS, that's 4 extra points every start. So that's a total of 20 extra points on the season right there from Jack Flaherty. That's pretty good as well. He's got six or more innings pitched in four of five starts this year. He's given up three earned runs or less in every start, two earned runs or less in four of five starts. He's only got one home run on the entire season of four or five of his last starts. He's only got one home run in his last five starts. His first start of the year was a blow up, but he's been locked in ever since. And since that blow up, it's 19 or more DK points, it's 22 or more in four of five. He's been very, very good. The strikeouts have been there, five or more in every start, six or more in four of five. Good ground ball ratios. Love Flaherty in this matchup. You get the Road Rockies, who are coming out of Coors Field, which always takes a couple days to get acclimated to, which is great to look at and target. They're also a team that against right-handed pitching, they strike out 24% of the time, 243 average, 171 ISO. Since it is Colorado, we'll go a little deeper on this one. Give me right-handed pitchers on the road with Colorado, and we increase things just a bit here. That is not the right stat. There we go. Bubba, you did the wrong thing. There you go. Right-handed pitcher away. Colorado striking out 25% of the time versus righties, 230 average, 0.097 ISO, and a 77 WRC+. So that power disappears on the road for Colorado. So something to definitely keep in mind there. Flaherty at 94. We are all aboard that one. Going a little cheaper, Zach Gallen at $8,900 against the Mets. You can go that route. We talked about how bad the Mets' offense is. Very, very bad. Gallen brings a good floor, not often a good ceiling. So that's something to keep in mind when you're looking at Gallen. But the floor is very, very attractive in this matchup versus the Mets. Mets team talking about 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So I don't mind Gallen at 89. Not in love with it, though, because you got Flaherty at 94. And then you got Tyler Rogers at $8,800. He's like 10K on FanDuel, a little more difficult to go for it on FanDuel, but I sent four on FanDuel. But on DK at $8,800, Flaherty Rogers, for now, looks to be my cash game combo. He's been great. He had his first real hiccup his last time out, five innings, three earned, only got you 12.5 points. Prior to that, 27-9, 32-8, 17-1, 34-5, 13-4. So he just brings a floor of like 13-plus points with legit 30-plus point upside. The dude's electric. Strikes out a ton of batters. He's in pitcher-friendly Miami tonight. He's facing the Milwaukee Brewers, a team that's dreadful, striking out just under 30% of the time versus lefties with a 188 ISO and a 121. So they have the power versus lefties, but a lot of strikeouts. So I like Rogers quite a bit in this matchup at home at $8,800 versus the Milwaukee Brewers. So I'll be all aboard that one. A few others here. Jameson Taillon's intriguing in his matchup against the Washington Nationals, a struggling offense. Remember, Juan Soto will be back DHing in this one because he can't play the field yet, but he can DH. So you got Soto back, but Taillon at 83 is not too shabby. Anthony DeSclafani, $7,600 at home against the San Diego Padres. Disco has been great. He has faced San Diego six innings, three hits, three earned, three Ks for 10.5 points, but he's faced them. I think he had one other start. Yeah, he's faced them earlier this year, got you 13.1. He's hit and miss, but he's got, you know, a 45-pointer against Colorado, a 17 against Miami, a 29 versus, so he's dominated Colorado twice. San Diego has been mediocre, but this is a Padres team that's gotten worse and worse as the season's gone on. They're struggling tremendously. You're playing in San Francisco tomorrow night, which is also a plus. San Diego's now striking out over 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching with an 81 WRC+. That's the San Diego Padres, that very what we thought would be explosive offense, struggling a ton. So Disco at 76, I like. And then two sub-7K guys got Fulte against a Seattle offense that has been pretty, pretty quiet as well. Striking out, Seattle striking out over 30% of the time, 30.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. 186 average, 175 ISO, 84 WRC+. Fulte's got working on the walks. If he continues to not walk too many guys, he'll be very, very productive. The velo's up. So the Fulte with that strikeout upside, very, very nice play at $6,800. Yes, I'm recommending Flaherty and Fultonevich on the same podcast. This is where we're at on the Friday. And then the last guy, Austin Gomber, 62. Buyer beware, but $6,200, revenge narrative, going up against the St. Louis team, which I kind of like a St. Louis stack, but they also strike out over 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching. 225 average, 168 ISO, 89 WRC+. So a below-average overall offense versus left-handed pitching. Gomber, as long as he's not walking, guys, is very, very effective. And he's been outstanding on the road outside of the one start against the Giants, so he's not a bad cheapie as well. So recapping my pitching, Rodon's up top, not too shabby, but my top pay-up spot is Flaherty at 94. I like Zach Gallen as a potential cash play, but for me it's Flaherty and Rogers are my top two options. It would be my cash pairing, GPP pairing. I like it a lot. Rogers at 88 is very, very attractive. I will say Plesac on FanDuel at 76 is a very nice tournament play. I think he's got the quality start upside and more, so I don't mind it there, but I won't play him so much on DK at 84. Disco at 76. You got Fulte at 68 and Gombert at 62. So those are your cheap options to go with Flaherty and Rogers up top and maybe some Rodon if you're feeling frisky. All right, let's check out the bats on this 14-game slate. We'll start at the catcher's position for you. You got Mitch Garver at 52 versus Skubal. If you're stacking Minnesota, go for it. Don't hate that at all. Wouldn't mind if Posey's in the lineup. He's 48 versus Snell. Be a good contrarian play. Cheaper plays, Christian Vasquez at 44 versus Harvey is very, very nice. Just hope that game plays. That's the bummer in that one. Going down cheaper, though, our buddy Higashioka is 3,600 versus Corbin. That's a very nice value. In his matchup, William Contreras is up to 35, so his price tag starting to rise. Still a good spot there against Zach Eflin. I'd rather have Higgy at 36 versus Corbin. I got Yan Gomes at 35, not a bad value either. A few other ones down here. Victor Caratini at 32 could be a nice value versus Disco. Tom Murphy against Fulte. If you're not using Fulte, Murphy at 31, GPP only, but it's in play. I'd rather probably go Kisner at 28 versus Gomber. That's probably a good cash game value against Gomber at $6,800. Probably where I'll be going unless I see some other differences in lineups as they come. Maybe Janny Jansen, get him super cheap versus Urquidy or something like that. First base position, you can always give Freeman a look. He's been struggling tremendously, but you can go that way if you want. Muncy's all or nothing. He's $5,300. Hit a lot of home runs of late, though. So you can go those routes if you want, or you can save some cash. Like Jesus Aguilar's up to 51 hundo. Great spot versus Suter and that Milwaukee bullpen. So not the worst thing in the world there. Vladito's always in play at 51. The White Sox are going to be very, very strong against Brad Keller. And Yermin Mercedes at 48. Like, you can pay up to 52 for Abreu, or you can have Yermin Mercedes for 48. I think I'll go the Mercedes route, save some cash. Yeah, Carlos Santana's not bad, but I'll take the Mercedes at 48. You go like Eric Hosmer at 42 if you want, Ty France. But honestly, Nate Lowe at 42 versus Flexen, very, very good value in his matchup, as all he does is continue to hit. So that's good to see. What's his name? Christian Walker is back for the D-backs off the IL. He's had two games since coming off the IL. He's 2-for-9 in those two games. Slowly getting it going, so keep him in mind. But $3,800 versus Peterson of the Mets, that's not a bad look to in that one. A few cheaper options. Josh Bell's $3,600, slowly getting it going. So could be a nice chance to attack Taillon in hitter-friendly Yankee Stadium. Josh Bell at 36 is a guy you can take a peek at. And then there's not a ton down below that jumps out right away. Like Brad Miller at 31 if you need some value versus Charlie Morton. If somehow Matt Adams cracks lineup, he's 3K, but I don't want to target Flaherty for the most part. Vogelbach is only 26, but it's Rogers, so I'm not looking to attack Rogers. Like Mountcastle's down here. There's a few others, but not too in love with the super value at first base tonight. Second base position, you know, you got Ryan McMahon if you want to pay up, but I'd rather Eduardo Escobar if I'm paying up at 53 versus Peterson. Whit Merrifield if you want to attack Rodon. It's like, I love what Rodon's doing. I love the velocity increases, all that great stuff, but it feels like we're going to get one of those Rodon starts where it just doesn't happen. And the Royals offense outside of just a weird day on Thursday is swinging it pretty well. So if you want to be contrarian, Whit Merrifield at 51 with a Royal stack is healthy in play. Solak's 49 versus Flexen. Keep him in mind if you're stacking Texas. Albies is only 47 versus Eflin. Not a bad value in his situation. Ty France, I'll keep going to that well at 42. Marcus Semien had a big week in Oakland. He's 4K versus Urquidy. Few others down here. It's kind of a bleak section down here. Maybe Johnny Villar gets a start at 3,500. Cronenworth only 35 if you need to go that direction. More so in tournaments. I mean, in cash, not tournaments. Brosu in tournaments is 33 versus Mania. He's having an overall bad season, but we do know how he likes himself from lefties, so keep him in mind if you want to get a little different. Madrigal on cash at 3K. I don't hate against Keller, especially because I wouldn't be shocked if he's hitting towards the top of the order with Lou Bob out. So keep him in mind versus Keller at 3,000 as someone to target. And then Andy Ibañez at Texas. If he cracks the lineup against Flex and he's only 2,600, not a bad value that I don't mind on this slate. Third base position. Justin Turner is always intriguing, but I'm not paying 6,100 tonight for him. But Escobar at 53, Love Devers at 53 versus Harvey if that game plays. That's a phenomenal price point. The fact he is the fifth highest pay, or tied for fourth, is crazy because he's probably got the best matchup out of the top five. So Devers at 53, I'll jump on that one. Bregman at 48 is not bad. He's heating up a ton. Good matchup for Stripling. If you're not using Fulte, Kyle Seager's up to 48. It's just a steep price. I liked him when he's like 42 or 43. 48's asking for quite a bit. Like, that's like you're in Bregman territory. Or Arenado at 47, who's swinging it very well. Or even Yoan Moncada in a phenomenal matchup versus Keller. Yoan Moncada has great career numbers versus Keller. He's in there at 4,700, so you can go that route over the others. Austin Riley, but if you're not going to go spend up, you want to save a little bit of cash. Jaime Candelario is $3,900 for Shoemaker. I love a cheap Candelario, Scope, Grossman stack. See the rest of the lineup and see what you got. But those three right there, I like it. Even if it's a 1-2 of just Goodrum and Candelario, that's fine too. Candelario's $3,900, swinging it very, very well. Moustakas in a tournament, I could see at 36, but I'd rather go Hunter Dozier at 35 versus Rodon if I'm going tournament hunting down here. I mentioned Brosu. Longoria, if he's back to lineup, he's 32 versus Snell. I think that's a nice GPP value at 32. Brian Anderson, only 3K versus Sutter. That's got cash game appeal with GPP upside. Since he's returned from the IL, he's hit safely in all three games with a home run. He's got 5, 5, and 22 points in those three games. He's $3,000 for Suter in the bullpen. That's a very good cash game value if you're paying up and just want to punt the position. You don't have to punt the position, but if you want to, it's a very, very good spot. And then keep an eye on the Yankees lineup because Urshela left with an injury on Thursday. Could be missing time on Friday and the weekend. Could get some value Yankees in a good matchup versus Patrick Corbin. Shortstop position, Timmy Anderson at 57 at the top of the order versus Keller. All aboard that. That is phenomenal, phenomenal value. Bogaerts at 54. I'll keep going back to that well over and over again, especially against Matt Harvey. Bo Bichette at 52 is not too bad. But going below the 5K, got IKF at 48 if you're stacking up Texas. Gleyber Torres is at 46. He's hitting it really well. It's just not all coming together, but man, he's hit safely in 8 of his last 10 games. He's putting up like 7-plus points most games. Just can't find the bleachers, but another good spot here against Patrick Corbin at $4,600. Really good price point for Gleyber Torres. Josh Rojas is hitting everything for Arizona right now. He's outfield shortstop eligible at $4,300. Intriguing tournament play, but there's Nico Goodrum, $4,100. I mentioned Candelario, Goodrum, Grossman. Nice little three-man stack in their situation. Below 4K, though, like usual, it gets a little bleak. At the position. Nothing I'm really running to play. There's obviously more options here, but like maybe no, I don't even want to do that. But I'm gonna say it. Willie Adames at 27 versus Manaea. That'd probably be my cheap play. If I need a cheap play, it's Willie Adames versus Manaea. All right, outfield, 14 games late, loaded. We just know it's coming. Loaded, loaded, loaded. Buxton's day-to-day. He left with a quad or a hamstring deal, so keep an eye on that. Harper should be back from his wrist injury, but you got Acuna, Trout, J.D. Martinez versus Harvey, Nelly Cruz versus a lefty. Like, these are all just great plays. But we're probably going to save some cash. Like, Stanton at 51, I like quite a bit versus Corbin. Stanton's just crushing everything right now, which is pretty darn ridiculous. He's homered in 3 straight games. He's put up 16, 30, 29, 3, 15, 9, 13, 17, 9 in his last 9 games. The dude is just crushing everything. 51 versus Corbin's a really, really good play. All right. Ramon Laureano in a tournament at 49. I can jump on that chain. Aaron Judge, 47. I prefer Stanton over Judge pretty much every night, but Judge is no slouch either. He's still getting the job done. A little cold here of late, but he was crushing it before this last 3-game series against Houston. So 47 against Corbin can get you right back on track with Aaron Judge. Jesse Winker, only 46 versus Plesac. I like that quite a bit. Like, I respect Plesac, but Plesac still walks guys, still gets hit. Winker is straight fire leading off. So good, good value with Winker at 46 versus Plesac. You got Pollock, who's hitting it really well, but a Rosarena versus Manaea at 45. No problem going back to the Rays on Friday. Brantley at 44. Yordan Alvarez double donged off Cole. He's $4,400 for Stripling. Maybe that's where he needs to get going. I don't know, but he's hit safely in 4 straight games with multi-hit games in 3 of 4. So maybe he's going to start getting that train a rolling for Yordan Alvarez at $4,400. So keep him in mind and in your lineups. Could be a really, really good spot there at only 44. Mention Josh Rojas at 43. Alex Verdugo's only 43. That's a great play versus Harvey if that game plays. Mark Canna went deep on Friday, so keep him in mind. But like Mitch Haniger at 43, Cedric Mullins at 42 is a really solid play if he cracks the lineup. Going to 4K and below now, though, Adam Duvall versus a lefty. He went deep on Thursday. Another good GPP-type play. Marlins are a good GPP lineup for sure on Friday. Josh Naylor's hitting everything right now. It is a lefty-lefty matchup, but Miley actually has reverse splits, so keep that in mind at $3,800. Teoscar Hernandez only 37. I can get aboard that train. Kyle Lewis, $3,700, but swinging it interestingly, I should say. If you want to get weird in a tournament, you can go there. I'm not running to play Kyle Lewis just yet, but something to think about. I'd rather have Joey Gallo at 37 personally, or Garrett Cooper at 36. But I thought I'd mention Kyle Lewis. If you feel like stacking against Fulte, Lewis should somehow be in there. A few more down here. Adelis Garcia's $3,600. Willie Calhoun at 36 leading off. Both could play as Lokane at 35. Not really looking to target Rogers with Lokane. I'd rather go for a little bit more value, like Randall Grichik at only 35. Mitch Robbie Grossman, he's there at 34. So there's some good value. As usual, in the outfield, Austin Hayes with the game plays is only 33. That's a good look for him. Kyle Schwarber's only 3,200. That's a phenomenal spot. He's struggling. Not going to deny that. But a guy with the upside he has in a tournament at 32, I wouldn't play him in cash. But in a tournament, $3,200, I can get aboard that. Jorge Soler in tournaments at 32. Mentioned Brad Miller earlier. Lourdes Gurriel stinks right now. But Kyle Tucker's only 31. Man, he's got to get it going. He's too good to slump like this. Really too good to slump. A couple walks, couple runs scored on Thursday. Maybe that gets him going. I don't know. He's way better than the way he's playing. So enjoy the value. Manny Margot at 31 is a very, very strong value. Aviso Garcia at only 3K. It is Rogers, but it's a good price point. Clint Frazier went deep on Thursday. If you want a cheap piece of the New York stack, Clint Frazier's only $3,000. So that's a good look in your Yankee stack. I probably have more than popular Yankee stack. You got Austin Slater as a value down here. Maybe Andrew Vaughn at $2,900 could be a nice value in a very, very good matchup. Tyler O'Neill's only 28 versus Domber. Yadiel Hernandez, my boy, probably hitting second versus Tyon. He's only 27 hundo. He's like 23 on FanDuel. He's a very, very good value. Yadiel Hernandez will be a very popular cash play for myself. I got Darren Ruff at 25 versus Snell. And a few others will be down here when we see some lineups maybe stand out. Like Franchy Cordero, Kiki Hernandez left the game with a hamstring injury on Thursday. Franchy came in and filled in. He's only 23 on DraftKings if he cracks that lineup. Let's recap the pitching on this 14-game slate. You got Rodon at top at 10. I'd rather have Flaherty at 94 as my high-priced option. Gallon at 89 is not too bad of a play, especially in cash, but I'll have Rodgers at 88. Flaherty, Rodgers is my cash combo, and I'll use them in GPPs also. But that's my cash combo, Flaherty and Rodgers. You could go to Tyon if you want, but Disco at 76. You have Fulte at 68 and Gomber at 62. Like those three for values to match up with like a Rodgers and a Flaherty, and maybe a Rodon sprinkled in here and there. When you're stacking up on this slate, Miami is a good GPP stack against Suter and company. Love the White Sox. That's a biggie. Love the White Sox. Don't mind the St. Louis stack versus Gomber. I like Gomber as a cheap value play, but I don't hate St. Louis either. Love the Detroit stack. Really like Boston if that game plays. Love the Yankees versus Corbin. Going to keep doing that one. And then other than that, it's like Houston versus Stripling looks pretty darn good. Texas versus Flexen, good for value. Not really running to do a whole lot more. Maybe Cincinnati if you want to get weird. But not too much more in those respects. All right, everybody. That'll wrap us up on a Friday 14-game slate. Again, if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. Come join the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. It's free. Just give me your email address. We'll take care of you there. Go see my written DFS content over at rotoballer.com. Rate and review the podcast on iTunes, MLB, DFS Quick Hits. And if you'd rather watch it, go to the RotoBaller YouTube channel. Check all the goodies out there. For your season-long players, go check out Bench with Bubba. Two great episodes this week. Bubba the Bat Flip, episode 82. And Steve Gardner of USA Today joined me on Thursday for episode 368. Also, every Sunday morning now, I'm going to be doing the waiver wire outfield column. Started that last week, so keep an eye on that as well. But everybody, I hope you have a great weekend. Great Mother's Day weekend. Go hug your moms. Go say a prayer to your moms if they've passed. Go enjoy your moms, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. So have a great weekend. Be back with you on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday or your Friday, May 7th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.